This is Natalie Hutchison with UN News. Overcoming an outbreak of one of the deadliest diseases on the planet is a complicated prospect at the best of times. But imagine how you would go about it in a place where there's frequent fighting that prevents you from reaching some of the sick and dying. That's what's facing the World Health Organization, or WHO, which has 300 workers on the ground helping 800 national staff fight the epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, which has seen more than 270 deaths so far. Tarek Yazarevich of WHO told UN News' Daniel Johnson he was still confident this latest outbreak will be contained, despite a host of negative factors.
As of 5th December, there were in total 458 cases, including 271 deaths. So far, 146 people have recovered from Ebola. What we are seeing is a steady number of new cases, which is basically showing how difficult it is to contain the outbreak with all the security context in and around Beni. However, World Health Organization and other partners are there on the ground supporting the efforts of Ministry of Health and putting in place all necessary measures. We are still confident that despite all the negative factors that are affecting the response, that we will be able to end it.
Yes, and you talk about Beni there in the east of Democratic Republic of the Congo. That's really where the World Health Organization has its base. And you have encountered problems with insecurity and the many armed groups that are operational in and around the city. Can you tell me how you are getting on with reaching the more inaccessible points and regions of the province?
I have just read media reports a few minutes ago that there was another security incident in Beni with number of civilians being killed by armed groups. And obviously, these sort of incidents lead to general frustration of the population and demand of population for the security. It is very difficult to operate in those circumstances where basic security is not offered to the population to engage them really in fighting Ebola. Our staff as well from time to time would find itself in the middle of the conflict. We had one instance in November where the hotel where our staff was based was hit by a grenade that fortunately did not explode. So the violence is not against health workers, it's not against Ebola responders, but obviously that violence in different ways impacts our ability to go everywhere we want, anytime we want. So on a number of occasions, we were not able to move to particular areas because of insecurity, because of the protests, and to some areas that are considered in a highly insecure areas, we use escort provided by UN peacekeeping mission in Congo, which is obviously very helpful because to fight Ebola, we really need to be in contact on a daily basis with the population to be able to ensure safe burials, to ensure contact tracing.
And what are we to make of the reports that Ebola, this deadly hemorrhagic fever, has spread to Butembo, which is a significantly larger city than Beni, to the south?
Yes, we have seen number of cases in Butembo for months now. So this is not a new thing. And obviously, when you have Ebola in urban areas, things get more complicated in a way because. Obviously, because of the proximity people live in and the difficulty to really identify all those who need to be put in a contact tracing. So our teams are on the ground. WHO alone has more than 300 people deployed. Ministry of Health has 800 people working on Ebola response. We have in at our disposal new tools like a vaccination, and we are sure that having vaccinated more than 40,000 people so far has significantly reduced the number of cases that we are seeing. We are also offering new treatment to those who are in a treatment center.
And final question too, just on the vaccines, you have enough stockpile, it's around 300,000 apparently, but you don't vaccinate everybody.
No, we don't vaccinate everybody. As per recommendations of strategic expert group on immunization, the preferred method is a ring vaccination, so we vaccinate people around a confirmed case of Ebola in two rings So contacts and contacts of contacts, trying really to basically make sure that those who may have been in touch with someone get this protection. Global stockpile is 300,000, and we, for the time being, so have enough of vaccines, but obviously we work with the manufacturer to see how this stockpile can be increased in case there's a bigger demand. Again, vaccination in itself is not the magic bullet. We still need to do all the other work, and same goes really for new experimental treatments that we are using. But again, that does not exclude that we need to go deep epidemiological and community work to try to stop the spread of the virus.
Given the occasional lack of trust, which is perhaps understandable by communities really under threat here, and also the insecurity and the remoteness of the region here in the east of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, could it be any more difficult?
Well, this is certainly the most difficult Ebola outbreak that we have been dealing with. I just want to really correct something. Overall, the response of the community was very good. We enjoyed the trust and the engagement of the community. Overall, was good despite occasional instances of refusal to cooperate. But really, a huge majority of our operations, that the cooperation of the population was good. Given the trends, given the context that we have months ahead of us, where we will still have to fight this disease in eastern part of DR Congo.